So we've all heard of the Louvre, right? Maybe the most famous art museum in Paris, France. In 1793, the Louvre was the first museum to open its doors to the public. Up till then, there were lots of private museums, private collections in the homes of Europe's royalty and nobility, but only a select few were invited to see those works of art. The idea of a public museum was, in essence, a new one. Now, when the Louvre opened as a public museum, it was free to all artists every day of the week. But to those who were not artists, you know, the rest of the general public, well, they were only allowed to visit the museum on certain days. And that's because the public museum was first seen as a teaching institution, a place where past artistic achievements would be available to current artists to learn from. Okay, so you see, the first step was taken from museums that were just private institutions owned by royalty to the Louvre, a museum open to the public with some restrictions. But then there was another shift, and that was brought about by a French painter named Alexandre Lenoir. Lenoir was a young and enthusiastic artist who'd been assigned to be the supervisor of a storehouse for artworks in 1791. You see, the French Revolution was taking place at that time, and many national monuments and other works of art were getting damaged or destroyed. Consequently, a couple of large buildings in Paris were dedicated as storehouses for rescued artworks. 5 years later, in 1796, Lenoir did something unique with the art in his storehouse, something never done before. He classified and displayed the paintings and statues by period and style. So people began to notice and admire what Lenoir was doing, and soon he transformed his storehouse into what would become the National Museum of French Monuments, which would later become a branch of the very Louvre that started this whole discussion. And what's even more notable is that Lenoir's system of classification and display, it became a model for other public art museums, with each room in the museum representing a different century or period of art. Lenoir's belief that a museum should be concerned with public instruction and offer education according to historical periods, this concept seems obvious now, but it was groundbreaking back then. Interestingly, though, not everyone was impressed with Lenoir or with museums in general, for that matter. There were people, including some artists and historians, who were as much against museums as Lenoir was for them. In fact, some argued that museums would pretty much bring an end to art. They contended that works of art removed from their original context were incomplete, that artworks ought to remain in the places, the mountains, towns, in the locations where they were originally created and viewed. Take a painting created in an Italian seaside village, for example. Could that painting maintain its same identity once it was moved to a museum in France? And nowadays, most of us know and appreciate the fact that we can go to a museum and see many works of art from different time periods, artists, and countries. The fact that anyone can go into one place and see works of distant cultures, enjoy their beauty, and even find inspiration in them benefits us all. The Louvre clearly embraces this concept. But there are still some skeptics, people today who are just as skeptical of art museums as the critics were back in Lenoir's day, and for all the same reasons.
I swear, man, it seems like people have been fucking stupid for a long time, because you got critics who are against technology, critics who are against AI, critics who are against just about anything, everything. This has been just a recurring pattern for hundreds of years. It's amazing.
Yeah.
They hated Nintendo when it came out. They hated game shows when they came out. That's kind of the entire concept, you know what I mean? So
yeah, now it's like
everything. What do they hate now in America? Oh my god, what do they hate now? Obviously they're just so transphobia and everything, but what do they hate now in America?
Yeah,
LGBT. They're so, oh my god, they're so anti just about, oh my god, you know. And so you know, it's just always these movements, like they're anti this, anti that, anti this. I'm like,
yeah, I know.
Okay, anyways, oh my god, I killed a mosquito by accident. I love it. Fantastic. Okay, anyways, all right, let's dive into this. So what I got here, I actually didn't even write down that much. I got 1793, okay. I got Alex 1791, 1796, got the critics, and then I have Italy on my left side, and then I have everything else to my left. I don't know if this is going to be that much, but I just felt like there wasn't that much that he said. So
yeah,
What is the lecture?
So I just, about? I did for, okay. So what's the lecture mainly about? Okay. A, the influence of private art galleries on public mechanisms.
The influence of private art? Nah, no. I didn't write. Now, again, it was mentioned at the very beginning, but that's not what the entire thing is about. How about B? The role of art museums as teaching institutions for artists? Yeah, not necessarily. That was only a part of it. The debate?
I like C.
Okay, the debate about the Louvre's opening to the public? That was very specific too. But what about D? The early history of the public art museum? I think that looks like my entire notes. What do you think?
Okay, yes.
So what did I do there? Okay. Private art galleries, that was literally mentioned right in the top area, and that was literally
And I wrote it private collections.
Right. And then the role of the museums is teaching. I mean, what? I put teaching only right here, right before the 1791.
Okay.
I did. And then I looked at the debate of Louvre's open into the public. Was there? No, that was just open to the public. That was before he mentioned private only select. So that's why I ended up choosing the early history of public art, because it's
because it's way
like the very, very beginning, and it was only mentioned one time and never mentioned again.
Okay.
Right? That's why D, I'm like, yes, because it covers everything. So that's why I chose D.
Okay.
Okay. All right, let's keep it going. Ooh, why does the professor mention that artists were allowed to visit Louvre every day? Aha.
Okay, so to point out the polygamous was convened as a place for studying to indicate that all citizens were able.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. You were saying the answers. I remember the whole study thing.
Okay. Yes, so. Yes. I wrote it here, too.
Okay.
And the Indians were able to visit the museum.
To indicate that all citizens were able to visit the museum whenever they wanted. That wasn't everyone, no. Artists did not spend time at Louvre, that is dumb as fuck.
Yeah, it's weird.
I would just go A and D because we eliminated
C.
Damn! Good job. Process of elimination. This is what's going to work you up. Okay. Process elimination. Okay. I love it. Good. Question numero tres. Why does the professor mention the French Revolution? Okay. Now, write down French Revolution, but there was a war happening, and it was in regards to that painter, Alex, whatever that motherfucker's name was. And so during the French Revolution, there was a national museum. Things were being destroyed. It was something in regards to that. Now, if I could come here, I think for the most part, because I didn't write down anything else before that. The problem is I didn't write down the motherfucking French Revolution. But I know it was right near the mention of Alex 1791.
Mm-hmm.
There was a national museum that was destroyed because of the French Revolution. And then they ended up putting other artworks into houses.
Oh, okay. I got that. Storehouses.
Storehouses. Thank you. Good job. See I, notes.
Yeah, wrote it. It's here. I tried to put it together, but yes, it's storehouses. I remember that. What does the professor mention the French Revolution?
Now remember, why does the professor mention the French Revolution? Because shit was being fucked up everywhere, right? To be honest, so
I will eliminate B.
Good. To identify the theme of an exhibit room in Louvre. It had nothing about a room. Good job. B.
So I like, they have explained some people's attitude towards public music. Okay. I don't think D. So I will like, I like C because say to explain what ours. Okay, good.
Without a doubt. Because I hurry up and told you like 45 seconds ago. I was like, look at C. And you look, you said storehouses to explain why art storehouses were created. They were created because of what? National Museum was destroyed. Why? Because the motherfucking French Revolution. There you go. The rhetorical purpose question. French Revolution. It was happening. What was the result? This was destroyed. Where did the art go instead? Storehouses. 1, 2, 3. Main idea, specific, specific. Main idea, result. This is what ended up happening. Storehouses were created. It's because everything was fucking destroyed during the French Revolution. There you go. Wasn't that during the time? Who was that guy? Napoleon? Was that the French Revolution? Napoleon, right?
I don't know much about Europe.
I'm so terrible. I know everything about Asia. Well, not everything about Asia, but a lot more about the continent of Asia than I do about Europe. Sorry, Europe. All right. Keep it going. But good job. Me and you, we almost got the same notes. It's all about the process of elimination, Katie. Let's keep it going. According to the professor, what major contribution did Alexandre Ledoux make to the art community? Well, okay. He transformed the National Museum, and he ended up like having compartments where you could go into specific rooms that had specific art styles in specific periods. That's the great contribution in 1796.
Oh, here, I have it.
Yep.
Paint per style. Yes.
The notes. Uh-huh.
So paint, I just wrote paint per style. I wrote that.
Good. Okay, he donated? Fuck no. Ooh, well, oh, you never know. It could be stupid.
Many original paintings, okay. I don't know.
I love B.
Check out the level of systematic weight of exhibit, okay.
He invented a unique way to restore. Did you write anything about restoration?
No.
Okay, get rid
of
it.
I did not. D. So he designed a natural monument in post-revolution France.
Did he?
No. So no C, no D. I don't have any of that.
And what about A? Nation. What do you think about A?
So donated many original. I did not write anything about donations in here. Okay. I did write classified paint per style. That's what I did write. So okay. Maybe develop a systematic way of exhibiting like art in museums.
That's it.
Maybe
that's it. You want to know why? Because he put it into time frames. Remember? He classified in 1796, he classified periods of style and he transformed the National Museum and it became a model around the world. There you go. Atta woman. There you go. Process of elimination. Hey, you want to get a 24? I know you can get a 24.
I want to get a 22,
but I know you can get a 24. Okay. Oh, shit. Here we go. This is going to get terrible. The professor gives an example of a painting made in an Italian seaside village.
Okay. I wrote example, Italian identity, and I just put question marks. So it was something about the identity.
Yeah, because they were saying that if it should be the skeptics, and it says here, according to the professor, what was something to say about the painting? He said that the painting must remain in the same place.
Yes.
Which is so motherfucking dumb. Can you imagine? I'm going to go to Italy and see with my own eyes the actual sea of the paint. Like, what? You see what I mean? That's what I remember. Why would you move it to France? The skeptics were against moving it. So my answer, because I just summarized that, is going to be based on that.
So it should not be exhibited unless it appealed to people from a variety of cultures.
Did you write down people, culture? No.
No. And so no A.
B.
It should not be moved out of the geographic area in which it was created.
What did I just say? Okay, consider it.
Sounds like that.
C.
It should be exhibited in the before traveling to any other meeting. No.
Good. D.
It should always be grouped with similar paintings. No, it didn't. I didn't see anything about group with similar paintings.
So yeah.
B.
Good. Okay, D was tricky though. I said, oh, don't TOEFL. I know you're going to try to fuck us right here, right now. I know what you're trying to do, TOEFL. Yeah, because I was a little bit scared. I was skeptical of that. But good.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't like that one. I like better B, according to the summarize that you just did. So
right. Okay, here goes the last one. What opinion about public art museums does the professor express? Well, it's all I wrote down at the end was Louvre embraced it and that it was beneficial. So I'm going to look for something positive.
Oh, I did that too. Embrace, go to one place, enjoy something I wrote.
Like, that last little bit in which she was speaking, that's what I'm going to look for in my answers. So A, they focus too much on entertainment and not enough on education? Fuck no.
Entertainment, yeah.
Yeah, that's just...
I mean, that word, I don't like it. So they're more important to artists than to the general public.
Not bad, but let's keep it going. C.
Their way of exhibit artwork needs to be modern.
Modernized. I'm sorry. Modernized. I have anything
I
in mind?
I didn't write any about that, so no. Good. A, no C. They succeed in allowing varied works of art to be appreciated in a centralization location. So I like that one because I wrote go to one place, centralized location.
Ooh.
And enjoy. I wrote the word enjoy. I made it appreciated.
B, that's very good because B is more at the beginning. D seems like it's more at the bottom. That's what you're saying, yeah?
That's, yeah, I like D, so.
Excellent. That's perfect.